This is episode 2009 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 13th. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
There are only two countries in the world that don't have a holiday celebrating their independence or the day they became a nation. You want to know who they were?
I do.
Of course you do. Denmark and the UK. Because I think the UK just always was.
I think it's like, wait,
we don't need no independence. Movie previews are called trailers because they were originally shown at the end of movies. The name stuck even once they started showing them first. So trailers at meaning the end. Before David Letterman got his late night show, he had a morning show on NBC called The David Letterman Show. I knew that. It lasted from June 23rd to October 24th of 1980. It lasted exactly 6 months. And Vincent Van Gogh's famous painting, Starry Night, or The Starry Night, is actually the view from the room of his asylum in France.
Oh, gosh.
I did not know that. What a sad and tragic life.
Wow.
Vincent Van Gogh. He didn't care. He couldn't hear. It's random facts.
Boo.
For today. Hey, let's have a little Who Cares fun, shall we? It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, you know, it's hard to follow all that's going on in Britney Spears' life these days.
Yeah.
After her bombastic court testimony last month about her alleged abuse, abusive conservatorship.
Uh-huh. Allegedly.
She's gone on vacay to Hawaii.
Yeah, that sounds like she's upset.
Aloha, baby.
Yeah.
She apologized for appearing to be okay with her situation, posted a nude selfie, and one in red lingerie.
Did you say a nude selfie or a nude selfie?
Nude.
Nude. Wow. So I guess that shows that she's depressed. I don't know what that means. Why is she posting selfies of herself?
Why would that show she's depressed?
It didn't say that. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, sarcastic.
It's like she was in court. She seemed like she was depressed when she was in court. And then she goes on vacation and life is good.
Huh. Hey, she's going on vacation and say, screw all of you. I'm going on vacation.
Well, okay, I get that.
I'd be with her if I could, because I want to go to Hawaii.
We should work on that.
Meanwhile, the rats have been jumping ship, like rats off a sinking ship.
Yeah.
And jumping from her longtime manager to the court-appointed co-conservator and others. But one thing's faux show.
Faux show?
Britney's daddy, Jamie. Oh, he's fighting tooth and nail to retain the sole conservatorship of his famous daughter.
Just crazy. Because this conservatorship was like a bunch of people. And Daddy Spears was the head of it, but there was the manager and the lawyer and then the court-appointed firm. I don't know what kind of firm, but that. And then they got some lady named Montgomery that's like in charge of her health and her finances. And I read somewhere that the word dementia came out.
Whoa.
The word dementia is in print.
No.
The word dementia is in print. I believe it's in the original conservatorship.
I do think there's more to this than we all know.
Yeah.
And they're not saying.
Well, if dementia's the case.
I don't think it's dementia.
But the other part of this is, and I also read, and I'm not a lawyer, it's going to be harder for her to get out of being in a conservatorship.
You ever wish you were a lawyer?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I didn't want to do the work.
Maybe we all wish that.
I didn't want to do the work, though.
Doctor, lawyer.
Oh. I mean, you know.
Well, you have people
and
for that.
If I was a lawyer, I could be Harvey Levin. I could have my own TV show.
That
would be exciting.
Yeah.
Would that not be exciting? That would be exciting.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay.
Or I could be Dan Abrams. Oh, he doesn't have a show anymore.
Yeah, anyway. Not a show anymore.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, we're talking about Britney.
All right, so get this.
Yeah.
There's a march on Washington scheduled for tomorrow in the U.S. by the hashtag Free Britney movement.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. This has gotten big.
I guess
a march
so.
On Washington. Ha! I had no idea.
Gotta wonder if there's a line.
we'll leave it be. We'll leave that lie. It'll come to you tomorrow.
Now, also, the court is due to hear more testimony tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
About her future. Now, Britney has, she has requested to hire her own lawyer, which she should have the right to do. Matthew Rosengart, Mm-hmm. He's previously represented the likes of Steven Spielberg and Sean Penn.
Oh, really? We're talking a big time lawyer.
I think she needs to be able to get her own counsel.
I think she does too. Free Britney.
Oh my gosh. Angelina Jolie. We haven't talked about her in a while.
We haven't talked about her in a long while.
She's been called many things.
Yes, she has.
Humanitarian.
Yes.
Compassionate mother.
Yes.
Home wrecker.
Home wrecker.
Activist.
But and she complains about home wrecking. Oh, God.
But the term cougar hasn't ever been used to describe her until perhaps now.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot.
She's taking a little little key from Olivia Wilde and Kate Beckinsale. Yeah, okay.
Angie.
Yeah.
And a guy that you like to listen to, The Weeknd.
Oh, love The Weeknd.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
They've already been linked with a dinner last month together.
Really?
Uh-huh. So she was at the same concert as The Weeknd this past week.
Yeah.
They were not together, supposedly.
But they were in the building.
She was there with her teenage children.
But we said this about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. They were in the same building.
So then we clear up the age thing. She is 46. Right. He's 31.
Okay.
So definitely a two-year cougar type of situation if it's true.
Yeah.
However, sources say the meetings last month may have been one of The Weeknd wanting some advice at the acting business.
With the big P, Plutonic. Okay.
Sure. Which is reportedly very interested in becoming an actor.
Well, he's 31. I don't know that he'd be interested in a 46-year-old woman.
How do they even know each other?
Who's had 6 kids. Now, she hasn't birthed all of them, but she's birthed a few.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, sloppy seconds from Brad Pitt. So, you know.
I don't know.
I don't remember what it was like to be 31. Honestly, it's been so long ago. But I do remember what it's like to like Angelina Jolie.
She could probably still kick your butt.
Well, yeah, of course. Speaking of kicking my butt.
Yeah, not like
Halle Berry, of course.
Uh-huh, of course.
And she is older than Angie.
Is she?
Yeah, she's 51. Yeah.
No. Yeah,
she's 51. So there's that. Yesterday's Instagram of Halle, by the way, was her in a sundress standing in a forest looking, I think it's her backyard, kind of looking like this and taking a selfie, full-length selfie. And the caption was something like, when the light looks like this, you got to do it. And it's like, come on, Halle, really? I mean, I know you love yourself, but you don't have to put it out there like that.
Yeah, she does. That's what she does. She's kind of full of herself.
Oh, no, she's very full of herself. Like, I don't disagree. It still doesn't make me
want her.
It doesn't make me want her any less. More Who Cares tomorrow. And a full update on Free Britney. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.